My father, Jack, God rest him, left school at the age of 14, so he didn't have a lot of formal education. But he was an expert practical psychologist when it came to managing his children. He used to say, 10 years ago, I had no children and 4 theories about bringing them up. Now I have 4 children and no theories. His favourite story that he used to tell us often was the old fable about the competition between the wind and the sun to see which of them could cause a man travelling along a country road to remove his coat. The wind blew and blew, but the more it did so, the more the man fastened his coat to keep warm. So eventually the wind gave up in disgust. The sun, on the other hand, slowly and gradually increased the temperature until the man began to sweat and removed his coat to keep cool. Gently does it was my father's approach. On the odd day I didn't feel like going to school, and I must say it was a very odd day, my father would say, "That's fine, you can stay at home from school and help me." "That's great, Daddy," I would reply. "What can I help you with?" So he would take me out into the backyard and say, "We are going to build a little shed." "What for?" I would ask excitedly. "Because we need somewhere to store the tar cans and the tar barrels," he would say. "Because if you don't go to school, the only job you will ever get is spreading tar on the roads." That image of the black sticky tar on my hands and clothes has remained with me ever since, and it was an excellent psychological deterrent, as it were, to my staying home from school. No child ever likes to go to bed at night, so my father disguised the process as an adventure trip. He would announce, "The bus is now leaving for Blanket Street, so would the passengers please take their seats?" We would troop up the stairs, steering the imaginary vehicle and making suitable bus-like noises. But there was another phrase he used to use to announce bedtime, which, despite extensive searches in books and on the internet, I have never been able to fathom. "Anne has got a glass bead," he would say cryptically. "Anne has got a glass bead." Where did this expression come from? Had he made it up or heard it somewhere? I would dearly love to know its origin and meaning. I am sure I owe part of my career as a mathematician to him too. The party piece he taught me was to recite very quickly, 1 and 1 are 2, 2 and 2 are 4, 4 and 4 are 8, 8 and 8 are 16, 16 and 16 are 32, 32 and 32 are 64, and so on. I didn't know it at the time, but this was my first introduction to binary exponential growth. He influenced my love of geometry too. He loved growing vegetables, especially cabbage plants, and I was always thrilled to be his assistant. His drills were always perfectly parallel to each other, the cabbage plants always a uniform distance apart, and the leaves the same distance above the ground before he covered them with the rich earth. In an era when corporal punishment was widespread, my father always preferred the more effective psychological approach, maintaining that a parent who beat a child was one who had run out of ideas and imagination. I remember having a little childish disagreement with my mother, God rest her too, and being sent to bed early for some misdemeanour. "Wait until your father gets home," she warned me, and I decided I would never speak to her again. When he did come home from work, I told him my decision, and I remember him sitting on my bed saying, "That's fine, you don't have to speak to her ever again if you don't want to." But I remember when you were a little baby and very sick, your mother used to stay up all night without a wink of sleep, taking care of you and looking after you until you were well again. Before you begin your silence, don't you want to thank her for all she has done for you? Of course, I burst into tears and rushed into her comforting arms. We do not appreciate all our parents have done for us until we have children of our own, and then sometimes it is too late. Maybe the best we can do is to pass on to our own children some of the wonderful things our parents gave us.